Good afternoon, everybody. It's a mediocre Sunday afternoon here in Great Britain, and this is going to be the first of sort of regular chats between myself and Hamzin and other people, interdispersed with music. Our idea is just to really talk about our week, the week we've had, or anything else we fancy, really. So, Hamzin, good afternoon. Are you there?
Afternoon, Geez. Yeah, indeed. How are you going?
All right, not bad. How are you doing?
Yeah, okay. Bit sort of quiet today, but yeah, fine. Really enjoying it. It's a lot sunnier up here than it obviously is down your way. That's a bit blowy, but well, it's been like summer all week here. It's been lovely.
Yeah, it has been warm here all the whole week. This time last year it was bloody freezing.
Yeah, anyway, you know. Yeah, yeah.
How's your week been?
Interesting. Did my DJ slot at the Big Chill Bar, which I was shitting myself about a little bit beforehand, but it went fairly well. I give myself about 65-70%. And to play some of those tracks out and like hear them on a really decent sound system with like nice fat bass behind was bloody wicked. And one of the tracks was sort of put in the list today, the Karaoke. That was the surprise of the night, really, in terms of responses. So yeah, that's been interesting, and it just feels a very lively time at the moment. A lot of learning over the broadcasting protocols and all of that stuff, really.
Oh, cool. Sounds really nice.
Yeah. What about you? What you been up to?
Well, a funny thing happened. You know, I'm at college. I'm doing some studying.
Yeah.
And I just assumed my daughter came down for the week for half term.
Right.
I just assumed it was my half term as well.
Right.
But yesterday I realised that my half term starts on Monday.
right.
God, it's like being back at school and bunking off.
You know it.
But I had a great week with Claire.
Right.
Great. One of the A levels we're doing is the same, although different boards.
Right.
And she actually taught me something.
Cool. Oh, that's cool.
That was very cool, that sort of having that sort of connection with her, you know.
Yeah.
That we do in common.
Yeah. So is this all maths based, yeah?
Yeah. The thing we've got in common is we're doing maths A level, yeah.
Right, cool. So, it's completely going off on a tangent, and remind me to slip in a... bad pun there. Yeah. But, I mean, that's an interesting one. Here we are. I mean, I remember when I was going through my systems modelling degree, and like I was floundering a bit in the maths because I hadn't done any for 20 years, and, I mean, you were superb at guiding me through. I mean, you used to lecture in that stuff, didn't you? You know, you're well grounded in all that subject, yet here you are back doing an A-level in maths again, which is kind of interesting. So I don't know if you fancy just saying what that's about.
Firstly, you're right, I got an A-level in maths. I got a few A-levels in maths in the late 60s. But what I taught when I was lecturing, it was mainly it was on computing and a bit of maths relating to computing. Quite honestly, since I really stopped work, I just felt my brain totally disintegrated. I really finding it really hard to get things together. So I chose to do this form of study in an effort to, if you like, rekindle my my mathematical taste. I used to really like maths. Like many premises, when I got involved there, I threw all my notes away. I mean, I even have a degree in maths. I've forgotten it all. It's just not there anymore.
Yeah.
So I decided to go back to the point where I was last au fait, right, and that was around about A level.
Right. Okay.
Doing the course, I do know a lot of it, but a lot I don't know. And it's also good to be in that sort of environment again. I'm learning all sorts of things from all sorts of different angles. And it's a lot of fun. I haven't got my father standing over me saying, you've got to be a doctor, lawyer, or a dentist, and that sort of stuff, you know.
Right.
Purely because I like. And by the time I finish, I'll have enough basis to carry on my own studies, which I want to study certain areas of maths. This will bring me back to base, so I can do it on my own. I'm interested in abstract algebra and the dynamics of non-rigid bodies. They're just particular areas in mathematics.
Yeah, thank God. There was he looking for a quick topic switch.
No, to me, it's the only universal language, mathematics.
Right.
Because it's true wherever you go.
Right.
And I really like it, you know. And probably the closest thing to God that I would like to.
Right.
If you like.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not go there now. But anyway.
Indeed. Indeed.
No, I enjoy it. I like sitting down with problems. It's a good way to be with yourself. You know, you don't have
right.
to... You know what I mean? It's, call it a mantra, whatever you will, but I just
right.
enjoy it, you know.
Right, right.
That's where it goes. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been wonderful doing it with my daughter.
I bet.
You know, because, like the Four Seasons, most people don't like mathematics.
Right.
She never used to like it, but... when she went into the sixth form, she just did a. She does it as one of her subjects now and then.
All right,
really
and,
quick. Yeah.
And is she fine? Doesn't she find it odd? You doing A level again, and or is she completely cool with that?
Yeah. Well, so she says to me. I mean, I've always been open with her totally about what I'm going through and why I do things.
Right.
And yeah, she's okay with it. I don't think she's embarrassed. But
right, right.
But no, she's fine. And
cool.
It's also interesting doing stuff with her to see the way she arrives at solutions. She's got totally different... The way her mind works is different to mine. It's interesting.
Right, okay.
Her approach. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, that sounds well cool. And just sort of on a similar tip... Well, just in terms of thinking about feedback as well during the week, about the Desert Island Disc we've had so far. And I don't know about you, but there's been some interesting feedback coming in from people. We've had quite a lot of downloads, and they're going up by the day at the moment. I think combined, we're up to nearly 80. Now, unless you've been going in there, Jed, and listening every 10 minutes... it means we've got a few people who've actually like listened, and we've had quite a bit of nice feedback, and we've got some people lined up in the future. We didn't quite get any sorted for today, but they're going to be ready and done during the week. There's quite a few people lined up, both ex-premiers and non, and some an interesting one from your mates, Jed, who want to do it, who've had contact with premiers over the years but never were involved themselves.
Yeah, I have this couple I know. You could probably call them the oldest hippies in Glastonbury.
Right, right.
Very nice people. I won't mention their names at the moment.
No, indeed.
But they've been around 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Particularly in Wales, certain areas in Wales, particularly during the 70s and 80s. They used to be a music band themselves, the whole family.
Right.
They're probably quite well known.
Yeah.
And... yes, they've known premiers for lots of years, and they're really sad because a lot of their friends refused to talk to them after they got knowledge, unless it was about Raji. You remember the old thing about only talk to satsang?
Yeah.
Well, they're a good example who've suffered from that firsthand. But anyway, I'll we'll leave that to when
indeed,
they come.
Indeed, but another interesting flavour.
Well, I'm sure it'll be also from the music scene.
Yeah,
all those years. And, an interesting family, actually. I think it'd be of interest to anybody. They come on. I've got them away choosing their discs at the moment.
Cool. Well, then I think this might be a good time to go on the first track, which was Think a Little Sugar by Barbara Lewis. Could you just say why you picked that one, Jed? And
yeah, I put Barbara Lewis into my original journey, right, and a little bit of the feedback I got was that people really liked the depth and the arrangement of the song. So I chose another one, which is actually quite similar, but just to give them another taster of the type of arrangement. And it's just called Think a Little Sugar. I think it came out of just after Hello Strain, I'm not sure. But anyway, let's hear it now, yeah?
Sweet.
Sugar, if you just drink a little sugar, you'll find. do you cause it's been so long. So just take a little sugar.
That's cool.
Yeah, you like that, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, very much. So there's a little bit of a Scar thing in there as well. A little bit. I've got a feeling remembering she might have been Jamaican background. Could be wrong on that.
She may be. I can't remember.
Yeah, no, it's nice stuff. And yesterday I was out shopping locally in Romford, and there's a couple of geezers there doing like a lot of that early 60s Tamla Motown, like Percy Sledge type stuff. Really good. Huge crowd around them. A lot of old Essex geezers. Do you know what I mean? It was quite funny remembering the day. So says he completely stuck for a moment there about where to go on to next.
Well, what's your first bit of music for today?
Well, my first bit of music today is Earth Gaia by The Orb, and the only reason I've really chosen this is old memories are coming back from around the time I first got into dance music. I think because of doing that Desert Island disc, it's sort of flashing back to a lot of tracks that I haven't listened to for a while. And The Orb was definitely one of the sort of hippie safe end of the dance scene for me. Do you know what I mean? So I felt quite comfortable going to their gigs and the kind of events they were involved with. But also, there's a sample from a film that I want you... And you'll only get to hear this later, because I know you haven't got this on your system, so you won't hear it until later. But there's a sample on there from a film, and I'd like to know where the sample's from. So anybody else who hears this, who knows it, let me know. But it's also reminding me of Stargate. I'm watching a lot of Stargate, the new series at the moment. Absolutely bloody loving it. And that was purely the reason, nothing else at all.
Oh, whilst we're on the subject, can you tell us... briefly, what the new series is about in the Stargate?
Oh, the new series of the Stargate has been quite amusing. Well, it started off the first episode. They found out about some portal underneath Glastonbury Tor, the secret chamber, which is not accessible by normal instruments because the technology of the ancients protected it, and it was a portal, a really powerful one. Well, they got in there and everything, and they did all that. And it's all been leading up to this last one, that since the powerful Earthlings overthrew the Goa'uld, who were like the evil dragon lords of the whole universe, there's been a big power vacuum. And in that power vacuum, all of these groups are coming in, and one of them is this cult called the Ori, who are trying to like intimidate everybody across the whole galaxy. And well, I just thought that was quite amusing. Do you know what I mean? There's certain threads that are running through there all the time that are quite reflective of stuff that's gone on in my life.
All right. I saw The Orb actually only once in my life.
Right.
That was last year at the Glastonbury Festival, 2004.
All right, right.
The one and only time Izzy just reminds me I was wrong. That was Orbital.
Oh, you're such a space cadet. The funny thing is, Jed, when I first got into dance stuff, Orbital and The Orb were two of like the first four or five bands I got into. That's a mad story, that one. I don't know if you might be interested on this.
Go.
My mate Dave, who got me into house music, was on the course with me. He was a couple of years older than all the others. He must have been about 21, 22. He was real working class, completely pragmatic. Money survival was the whole of everything. Didn't have a spiritual world. He just wouldn't even know what it meant. At some point at the end of 1990, he suddenly started getting this pull to buy these tracks. He had no idea why. And he would go in and buy these tracks based on the vibe that he got off the covers. And he gave me a tape about a month later of all the stuff he'd been buying like that. And they were all just absolutely rock solid classics. He didn't have a single dud track in his collection. And he's still not quite sure what went on during that period. We had stuff that went on out of that. We ended up doing a lot of free festivals together for a while, which is a whole other story anyway. And then he went quite mainstream again and it was all gone. But I think he looks back on that period with a huge amount of affection. But just very, very odd the way that kind of weird stuff can suddenly just slip into people's existences, really completely unprepared.
Well, that's the power of music, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So many people, I mean, I couldn't listen to jazz for years.
Yeah.
Hated it most of my life. And now I can. I don't know why. You know what I mean? Now it's just effortless to listen to. At one point, it was like real, it took a real effort to listen to jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that's why there's so many types of music. It's just, yeah, it's very nice. Very nice.
Cool.
Okay,
so
let's hear it.
Yeah, let's go for it. It's Earth, brackets, Gaia by the Orb.
Obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful. Which I have given them, your God. And a mountain Azerbaidžaniečiai, jų populiarusis frontas, kuris būtų tolygus mūsų sąjūdžiui. Jie pasirašė lyg ir sutartį su Azerbaidžano komunistų partija.
Oh, those old tracks, they're almost a bit like the Grateful Dead, aren't they? They go on forever and ever.
God, I wish I heard it.
yeah, you know it, fella.
Anyway, it's cool.
Well, hopefully we'll have this all sorted on that front soon, so...
Absolutely.
And then we can broadcast together live, which would be cool.
Yeah.
So, really nice hearing that orb stuff, though, because I'm really taking me back to those old Megadog days and the Traveller, because there was a lot of Travellers around on the dance scene then. A lot of Traveller events.
You're breaking up a bit.
Ah.
Hello?
Is that better? Yeah.
Okay now, yeah.
Yeah.
So where were we not?
Where were we not? Well, you've got another track you've got down. We've had a lot of sort of not particularly inspired chatting today, so I thought we might go into another track pretty quick. What's that guy's name? Frankie Valli, that's it.
That's right. The track, I actually chose it because there's a new forum opened called Sacred Cows.
Right.
And one of the saints on there.
Right.
Is called Curd.
Right.
And he actually knows who Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons are.
Yeah. Well, just shows he must be as fucked up as you then. Sorry about the language there, if there's any kids watching.
So I thought I'd choose one that he may not have heard because it wasn't in the mainstream, or certainly not here in England. although it was a B-side of quite a famous one. But anyway, it's just a slightly different angle, sort of Four Seasons surfing record, and it's a really nice song called No Surfing Today. Don't cry, Hill.
Let's go for it. I know it's hard to believe it, folks, but there's people out there that really do like Frankie Valli. Oh well,
there's hundreds of them.
Hundreds of them.
They've sold 30 million records, man.
Have they seriously sold that many?
Probably more than that. Yeah.
Right. Well, no, not to be quibbled
on. And they still go on tour. They've got lousy PR these days, but they still go on tour. If you do a check on the internet, you will see.
When did you last get to see him, Jed?
I saw early 90s. I've seen them twice in England, once in the Palladium in London, about 1992 or 3, I suppose, and they came again a year or two later.
Right.
Did exactly the same show but with different suits on.
Right, okay, cool.
I sat through it twice.
What was it like seeing them again?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I went out and bought another ticket. And sat through the second show as well.
Oh, I love you. Which
was not identical. He had some really far out suits. He must have had a facelift.
All right. You know.
He went from he must be late 60s, early 70s now, but it looks really great. Anyway, no, it's good. Still going. You know, a bit balder, but anyway.
Yeah, you know it.
It's something you have to experience yourself.
Yeah. Long may it continue.
Many are called, but few are chosen. Is that right? Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. You're starting to sound like the Ori out of Stargate, mate.
Well, I'll tell you something. Yeah. You know, Frankie Val is tone deaf.
What,
he's always
serious?
Been tone deaf. I'm dead serious.
What, even when he had... How the hell does he do it, then?
He used to go in, like... he grew up in an Italian neighbourhood in America.
Right.
And they used to go in the subway, the things under the ground, you know, what we call underground, you know, pathways.
Right.
And work with the echo and record it and find out what the right one was. And he just learned how to live with it.
Right.
And that's why you can hear it actually in some of his songs.
Right.
But he does often hit a flat note.
Right.
But you have to really study the falsetto,
right.
Different ranges of
he
falsetto.
Must be doing it from his body a lot more, because there's that percussionist plays, doesn't she? Evelyn Glennie. Who's really
Is she?
Yeah, she's an internationally well known percussionist, orchestra person, and she's deaf,
right.
And she does it all through her stomach. She actually listens to the stomach and I mean,
yeah.
I would never have understood that till I went to drum and bass events and you feel the sub bass. And you just suddenly realise it's all under there. Do you know what I mean? It's just we're probably just not aware of it a lot of the time because we don't need to be, I guess. I don't know.
People just don't turn on their subwoofers enough.
No, you know it. You know it. You can never turn on your subwoofer enough. It
can never be enough. How can annoy the whole neighbourhood?
Oh, you know it. You know it.
Oh, yeah.
And doesn't it go through the brickwork and the... and bloody wood as well, just beautiful.
It permeates everything.
Yeah, it just goes through.
In fact,
everything.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's omni everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the sub base, man. It's the sub base.
Maybe that's the real.
Yeah,
is that the holy name?
That's
is that the real
name?
Holy name?
Sub base.
Oh, right,
right.
It makes sense. Cause even if
but,
you can't
but,
hear it.
But you can never realise this until you've left the guru.
It's
the final trick. It's the final trick that God plays on you, the final part of his Leela, isn't it?
Well, do you want to know a really good holy name story?
Oh, go
it
on,
just
go on.
Came to me out of the air.
Go on, go on.
There was once this Satguruji, somebody or other, walking along, and he was so focused in the holy name that he didn't notice some robbers robbed him, cut off his arms and legs, and dropped his stump in the well.
Right.
Anyway, about a year later, his arms just sprouted new arms and legs, and he just got out the well and carried on his walk.
Right.
That's the power of holy name, you see.
Right. Right. God, it's hard to believe how much magic thinking we carried around with us for years, and still do. Well, I don't know about for you, but for myself, I've still got more than enough of that.
Well, I used to try and drive through the rush hour at 100 miles per hour on the word.
Did you really?
Like he told us, yeah. And I know Premiers, who you know.
Well, indeed.
Who used to drive with their eyes closed.
Jesus Christ, I remember being in the car with Carol one day when she went through a phase of doing this two or three times. Just felt it was the thing to do, so she would just shut her eyes and drive by grace.
She wanted to surrender.
I sat in the car feeling completely fine.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you say, really?
Well, did you have an accident?
No, we didn't.
Well, there you go. It must be true, then.
It must be the grace.
Yeah,
it must be the grace.
It must be,
The only time anything like that happened with her, which scared the shit out of me, was we were driving along one day and suddenly there'd been a pipe leak or something. And we hit this huge pool of water in the middle of the road, covered the whole car over.
Right.
And, mad. Didn't last for long, but I really like... I like that on one level as well, but that was, like, scarier. But, yeah, mad stuff, things we used to do and believe in then, isn't it?
Well, yes, yeah. I don't know what we'd call it now.
Oh, God, no. Who knows?
Well, I can imagine, like, diehards listening to this. And feeling sorry for us because we're so outside the grace.
What, because we don't have the faith in it anymore?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about me, folks, because I'm not sure I ever had the faith in it, but for Jed, I would be bleeding your hearts out. Yeah, for definite.
Yeah, it's funny not having that figure in my life anymore.
Yeah.
Occupied so many years.
Yeah.
Still reclaiming parts, still strange, you hidden things hidden inside yourself. You know, you don't realise till you start living a real life.
Yeah.
People.
Would you say that's one of the things that's happened for you, like, increasing over time since you've walked, is that you feel more and more normalised?
Well, it's happening. I don't feel very normal at the moment. Still low. I mean, I had everything focused on that person.
Yeah.
You see. So, all my other relationships, whether it's family, friends, whatever, really were put away, if you like.
Right.
I can't repair all of them. I still can't be with something. I seem to have created such a distance.
Right.
I just think it's an ongoing process, and suffer levels to do with everything.
Yeah.
Eating, sleeping, I mean, all sorts of things.
You know?
It just gets in there. It's like being invaded.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's like a virus, isn't it?
It's definitely
like a head virus that gets right through to the root of your being, I think.
Well, I call it abuse of trust.
Yeah.
Rape of the soul. I mean, I know it's a strong word to use, but that's what it feels like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm 58, coming on early 20s now. That's where my learning curve is coming from now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, from the age I was before knowledge. Yeah. But anyway, there you go.
Yeah, indeed. And completely switching the tone.
The karaoke.
You know that. You know that. This is. Well, and this is one of the journeys that I've made since I walked for Amarachi, is that I think during all of my years as a premier, there were a lot of overlaps between then and now in terms of the vibe that gets me and just in music and in art and all of that stuff, yeah, and in communication with people. But there's one thing that I never experienced as being like just as pure and just as gorgeous. And that is just total cheese. And it's taken a succession of really nutty women in my life, mates or girlfriends, over the last 8 or 9 years to like really get me to appreciate cheese a bit, and actually that it's actually just as valuable as any other truth in the whole universe. I had one mate, Adele, I think you met a long time back.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Used to push the Spice Girls on me, something rotten. Ended up with a huge picture of them from her in my bathroom, which is about 6 foot across, this picture, of the Spice Girls all in their underwear.
Jesus,
right?
Christ.
Because she was just determined to de-purify me, I think. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, like, Joe, I used to go out with, and like massively into cheese. Well, in fact, she's got just no taste at all when it comes to cheese. But this is one. But this is one of the cheesiest tracks that I'm listening to at the moment. And I nearly didn't have the courage to play it out the other night. And about 2/3 of the way through, I thought, oh, sod it, I'm ramming it on. And it actually went down the best track of the whole set, which probably says an awful lot about how much I've not got away from that space. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
So again, it's a shame you can't hear this now, but
I've got it here. I'm going to play it here.
Oh, you got the karaoke?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet as then, geez. Right, let's go into the karaoke.
Okay. Cheers.
By Caetano Veloso.
Say, have you seen the karaoke? It's not a foxtrot or a polka. It has a little bit of new rhythm, a blue rhythm that sighs. It has a meter that is tricky, a bit of wicked wacky wicky. But when you dance it with a new love, there's a true love in her eyes. You dream of a new karaoke. Its theme is a kiss and a sigh. You dream of a new lights are gone and we're saying goodbye. Two heads together, they say are better than one. Two heads together, that's how the dance has begun. Two arms around you and lifts that sigh, I'm yours and you're mine. While the karaoke carries you away, while polka till the break of day. Now that you've done the karaoke, you'll never care to do the polka. And then you'll realize that blue hula and bamboula are through. Tomorrow morning you'll discover you're just a karaoke lover. And when you dance it with a new love, there'll be true love just for you. You'll dream of a new karaoke. A kiss and a sigh. You'll dream of a new karaoke when music and lights are gone and we're saying goodbye. When music and lights are gone and we're saying goodbye. When music and lights are gone and we're saying goodbye.
You like that, do you?
Yeah, cheese-tastical, what? I cannot...
I got the beginning and it's really nice, man.
Yeah, I fucking love that. And I really thought, like, we're talking a real sort of metropolitan hip crowd, yeah? I mean, it was really cheeky playing that out and it went down the fucking stall, man. It's just really, really nice, you know what I mean?
You call that cheesy, do you?
Oh, that's seriously cheesy. Seriously cheesy. That's well into ABBA territory or the Spice Girls or... and there's a distinct, in Brazilian culture, there is a distinct element of cheese all the way through it. Not surprisingly, the stuff I'm into has got very low amounts of cheese, but there are one odd tracks like that that I just fucking love them. Love them.
Tell me, can you rumba, samba and cha-cha-cha?
No, not at all. A couple of years back, me and my ex Joe, we went to rock and roll classes, and that was the nearest I could. Because when we used to be out drum and bassing, we'd quite often want to do rock and roll stuff, and we didn't know the moves or anything, so we didn't. But I'm really no good at all when it's organised, where I've got to like synchronise. My foot's got to go there. This one's got to go there. It's got to be spontaneous and in the moment, and whatever comes out for me, and then I'm fine. Otherwise, I just look a complete prat. Do you know what I mean?
Jiving is fantastic. I was taught it when I was 13.
Right.
And used to go jiving every Saturday night with Stella. And,
serious?
And yeah, it was really cool. Yeah. And it's totally contradictory to what you do learn the steps.
Yeah.
But all those songs, like when you've got a partner, like a cha-cha or a rumba or a samba or a tango, that's fantastic. That happens with you together. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's not. It doesn't take it away from the moment. I think you're a fundamentalist, aren't you, really?
Well, I'm a fundamentalist. It also might have to be something to do with the fact that she was about 6 inches taller than me. right. And she'd have been taking the male role, really, but she wouldn't do it. I was quite happy to play the female role in the dance, you know what I mean? But she weren't up for that at all. Just cut it out, all right? So, I am a fundamentalist. Anything that stops me, I don't know, anything that tries to control me, something in my head just whoa.
And you think learning a dance step is trying to control you?
Anything.
I know, I understand what you're saying, but I urge you to reconsider.
Reconsider,
because you're missing out on a lot, I reckon.
I'm sure I am missing out on a lot, including probably a career, but you know what I mean? I think probably at this stage of the game... especially when there's no real desire for change, it's a bit hard to imagine it happening. Do you know what I mean?
A ballet dancer.
I could do.
Tight pants.
I could do. I would be much more into becoming a test match cricketer. Now that would appeal enormously. Thinking of taking it up again next year.
We got the Ashes back.
No, it's it was just the sheer spirit that it was played in. The magic that was happening. In fact, you know. I remember the other day we were having a chat about grace. Anybody who's seriously into cricket knows that that whole series was just blessed with grace from beginning to end. There were just so many moments which you would look, that could have been just classed as completely random, but their timing was just so perfect for the whole development of what went on during those matches, and it just completely, like, it lifted me off. I can't even watch football anymore, and I love football. I just cannot watch it anymore now after the summer.
All right.
And you're going a little bit low on the mic there, Jed.
How about that? Is that okay?
That's better.
Yeah, I just moved. The last football I went to match, so let me start that again. The last football match I went to, I think must have been in, some Premiers took me in about sometime in the early 80s.
Right.
And it was between Queen's Park Ranger and another side.
Right.
And a goal was scored, and I let out a cheer, and of course I was on the wrong side. It was really funny being the only one in the whole stand cheering.
Yes,
last time I went to the football. But you know what I realised from it, it was very much like going to a festival.
Oh, very much so.
Oh, thank you. I've never put it together before.
But in a very condensed version.
Yeah, the whole thing of everyone concentrating on one thing.
Yeah.
That everyone's into.
Yeah. All feeding off each other's energy. Yeah.
For years, I thought that only happened with Miraji. That's why I thought Miraji was so unique.
Yeah.
I remember, in fact, once when I went to Birmingham on a business trip, you know, when I was a computer manager.
Yeah.
I think it was Manchester or Birmingham, I can't remember. I stayed in this hotel. And I went out, I could hear some noise in the distance, and this really nice vibe. It was like, I thought Miraji must be doing a programme.
Right.
Went round there, and it was Adam and the Ants, that's right, this was 1981.
Right.
And it was just fans waiting for Adam and the Ants around there.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that was a drip, I suppose, you know.
Maybe.
Well, anyway, where were we?
Yeah, well, just going off on one, really.
Yeah.
And...
We've been on nearly 50 minutes, by the way.
Oh, all right, cool. Well, that's...
I don't know if you want to make this. Yeah.
No, that's cool. About an hour would be cool, I think.
Yeah.
Well, the next track, I was going to play The Orbs Middle East, but I think I'm going to play that in the set tonight, because that's quite dark, that one. The next one is a track called Who Knows Where the Time Goes by Fairport Convention from an album called Unhalfbricking. And the reason I'm playing this was the night that I DJ'd on it, the Big Chill, it's a sort of folktronica night, and so they'll play some old school folk stuff, they'll play some folky electronica, they'll play some straight on electronica, but they played some Pentangle Night Flight the other night. Now, I haven't got that here, even I did own it years ago, and they played Neil Young, Van Morrison off of Astral Weeks. He went off on a right classic 60s psychedelic folky one for about 15-20 minutes. So this is to celebrate Stephen Knight. You're well cool and were well like welcoming to me there. And Who Knows Where the Time Goes by Fairport Convention.
Nice one, thanks.
deserted shore. Your fickle friends are leaving. Ah, but then you know it's time for them to go.
Again, shame you didn't hear that one, but I love that track. It always gets me quite shivery, and God, who does know where the time goes?
Oh, nice one. Yeah.
It goes very fast, doesn't it?
So I think it's been a good first week. Thanks for anyone who listened to this all the way through.
Four songs, I reckon.
Published over time, hopefully.
Yeah. Might be good if we're going to do this occasionally, just to have maybe a topic area, something of a focus point, and maybe we could ask people to send in things for me and you to discuss. If anybody ever reaches this point in the chat, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or maybe have other people in on the chat as well.
Yeah, well, no reason why not with Skype, is there?
Yeah, it's a brilliant service, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely superb, and the sound quality is just... it's just top rate. It's certainly better than my BT landline. Yeah. And I mean, to be able to call people over the world and not have time lag delays and have quality sound. And I mean, I'm using the cheapest bloody mic set that you can get. I think I forked out £6, £7 at Maplin's. And
for our American brothers and sisters, a quid is an English pound.
Oh, right, yeah, indeed. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah. So, shall we sort of wrap it up then? And
okay.
I'm just thinking, we ought to have one song to finish with. Have you got any song that you fancy hearing? I'll see if I've got it on mine at all.
Oh, blimey, mate.
Come on. Think of it. Any track coming to mind at the moment?
Quite honestly, this is corny. The last track in Abbey Road, whatever it was. I don't mean the one about the Queen. I don't mean that one.
Well, I'll have a look and see what I've got by the Beatles, but I don't think I've got any Abbey Road at all. I certainly haven't.
What about Incredible String Band?
Incredible String Band, I've got to relabel a couple of them. I bought some dodgy French one and all the tracks are funny. Let's have a look and see if I've got Incredible. Go on, give us a... Anybody else? Incredible String Band. Okay, I've got Ducks on a Pond.
Is that
Ducks
it?
On, yeah, A Little Cloud. And then all the rest, they've been labelled funny, so I've got no
Oh, you haven't got the Minotaur song?
No, I haven't got. I might have that, but wouldn't know on that. Do you want me to look for something by the Beatles, then?
Yeah.
Okay. That's because we don't keep all the people listening to this, if anybody can even be asked. Okay, go on, go for me with the Beatles.
What was the last song in Abbey Road?
Abbey Road, I've got no idea, and I definitely haven't got that anyway. I've got
Have you got River. George Harrison doing Bangladesh concert?
No,
I really like that. Yeah,
I used to have that on album. Again, it's one of those ones I got rid of.
We'll just read out a few titles.
Yeah, I've got all of Magical Mystery Tour, and I was going to suggest something like Blue Jay Way or Flying, The Fool on the Hill.
Fool on the Hill.
Yeah, let's finish with The Fool on the Hill.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah,
you know it. Catch you guys later.
Nice cool and far day. Out, brother. See you later.
Yeah,
bye.
You know, bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make, and he never seems to notice what the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. See the